24-year-old Agak Henry says she was diagnosed with a mental disorder after having struggled with an unknown illness for years. Henry says 7 years ago, she was referred to Juba Teaching Hospital's psychiatric department for treatment.
They discovered it in 2015. That time I was very sick. I just started fasting. I was fasting for 4 days. I don't eat and I don't take water. I was having malaria too much. Then they brought me to one of the hospital here, Aidongai, South Sudan. Then they say that they're supposed to bring me here to Atong. Then I came to Dr. Atong, and she actually seen that is mental health disease. So they give me the medication. I was feeling well for 1 month only. I could recognize everyone. But that time, I just know my mom only.
Henry says doctors at the psychiatric department helped her on her path toward recovery. She says since receiving treatment, she resumed her studies at South Sudan's University of Upper Nile as a third-year student in the College of Medicine. Speaking today in Juba at a World Mental Health Day event, South Sudan Health Minister Yolanda Wilding says after emerging from a long period of war, South Sudan is undergoing what she calls intergenerational trauma that she says must be addressed.
Somebody might give birth to their child in the town, but they will show sign of illness. It is not because they're wishing, but because our DNA decodes these things. If our DNA decodes trauma that happened generations ago, we need to break that cycle. And that cycle will be broken by celebrating what we are doing today and putting measures in place.
Minister Will, who is also a mental health expert, says mental health is the most ignored health problem in the country. She says her ministry is working to address the challenges of mental health, including stigma and treatment of people with mental health problems.
Our South Sudanese community is very quick with stigma. As I'm standing with you here, I have clients or patients locked up in prison because their families see them a junoon circuit. Besides being a minister, I have the title called Dr. Batamajani. But, you know, labeling a mental health expert like that or somebody sick like that, people shy away.
Major General Lokudu Elhaj Nicholas, Deputy Director for Juba Central Prison, confirms that several families have forced their loved ones suffering from mental illness into Juba Central Prison. He says prison is not the right place for the mentally ill.
And I'm grateful today that there is a mental asylum here in Juba Teaching Hospital. And I think that is a way forward, because mostly people are looking that anybody who is having a mental problem is sent to prison. And prison is not the right place for mental ill. Mental ill is somebody who is sick, need to be treated, need to have treatment. So, prison by itself, if you are now sent to prison, you will be traumatized.
Dr. Fabian Denzako, country director for the World Health Organization in South Sudan, says the WHO has formed plans to fund and support people with a mental health condition around the world, including those in South Sudan.
In August this year, there was a regional committee meeting of which South Sudan also participated. There was a launch of global mental health plan, which is very comprehensive. The plan has highlighted the need for member states, including South Sudan, to invest in mental health programs to make sure we have resources that should address the mental health issues, to make sure we have enough healthcare workers to address mental health conditions.
Denzako says the World Health Organization released a global mental health report in June, which indicated mental health is a big concern. He says in Africa alone, at least 116 million people have mental health conditions. For VOA News, Amanyang David Mayer in Juba.